The forest near your camp is home to many different biomes. It has dark, ancient, primeval parts, but there are also safer locales, a little bit closer to camp. Through these well-trod tracks, occasionally branch out, bringing you under the eaves of the forest. And there is one turning in particular, where travelers tend to take a small detour and then rejoin the path. It is a glade with a huge, hewn tree, the stump of which is broad, flat, and comfortable, and a very common haunt for the bee-like humanoid women who live in this forest. Their upper bodies are large-breasted, curvaceous young women, often with bob haircuts or long, majestic falls, alternatively. They have feelers on top of their heads, little antennae. They tend to have more than just two arms. Their breasts let out a sweet, honey-like substance when suckled, something they create for the hive and for the queen of the bees who dwells far below the forest's eaves in that primeval part where everything dips down. You know enough to stay away from there, but the handmaidens of the queen are quite pleasant. Their small buzzing wings, their only real insectoid feature aside from the thorax, its stinger, its ovipositor. They have small dainty feet which sometimes, in a few cases, seldom touch the ground, except when they sit on that particular stump and try to lure travelers from the path, buzzing their wings in hypnotic patterns. You do hear the faint drone and buzz, the distant, vague idea you might like to visit that grove and allow the handmaiden to do what she wishes. And so you turn off the path, because hearing that almost subsonic whine tells you she's there, tells you that you can find her today. But something feels different in the air. So, picking your way along the deviation from the main path, you find your way into the clearing. There's a bee girl sitting on that particular broad, flat stump. She is folding her hands in her lap, buzzing her wings, levitating a little off the stump and floating toward you. She gestures with one hand, a dainty finger curling. The black chitin-like coating on her forearms reminds you this is not entirely a human entity, which also reminds you that she can bring otherworldly, unearthly pleasures. You take a step closer, then another. She floats down. She squeezes one of her breasts. You see the honey-like substance ooze out. Her tits are very large. You think she could probably suck her own nipple if she wanted to. She brings her honey-laden hand toward your face. You breathe in deeply, letting the scent of that seductive, almost irresistible scent fill your head. Your tongue does extend. You know you're salivating a little extra. But some part of you decides to turn the tables today. When confronted by travelers, the bees do always say that you'd consented, and that's true enough. You dive forward, you grip her wrist, feeling how that chitin is actually soft, supple, and warm. You grab the other wrist, you slowly bring the honey up toward her mouth, pulling the other arm behind her back. She lets out a moan. You manage to put your knee between her legs, which keeps her from engaging her thorax or bending it down. Her wings continue to buzz, trying to carry her upward, but it turns out they can barely carry her own weight, really. And so she is stuck. She breathes in deeply. Of course, her own honey is no particular temptation to her, but it must still smell good. You keep the hand there, bring it up toward her mouth, grip her other wrist more firmly. You can feel the feminine curved suppleness of her against you, the way she undulates a little, The way she even grinds her sex, which is just above your intruding knee you'd been using to keep her thorax away from your body. She grinds her pussy against your knee. You can feel it. Feel how wet she is. Makes sense, they must be turned on all the time. Considering that sex and breeding, mating, training, controlling, these are the only things the handmaidens really think about. For all they can hold a pleasant conversation. Even knowing it won't have much effect on her, you command her. Lick. Pushing her hand, covered with the honey she meant for you, up toward her mouth. Her tongue is small, short, pink. She licks up a bit of the honey. You squeeze her a little more tightly against you. She begins quite obviously grinding her pussy, seeking release and relief via friction. Against you. She's moaning already. She pants a little. You release her other hand experimentally. It just falls slack at her side. You keep the hand there and she keeps licking up the honey she meant for you, closing her eyes, savoring her own sweetness. That's when you get the idea to use your newly freed hand to grab one of her breasts and direct its perky long nipple toward her mouth. Moving the huge boob up, it feels weighty, but pliable. And her lips seek for it when you move her hand out of the way. She fastens her lips around her own nipple. She sucks, and you see it, goosebumps out on the humanoid flesh part of her. Her dark, reflective eyes are vacant, lacking the focus and tension around the edges you normally see. She surrenders to your hands. She yields to your touch. And you lay her down on that broad, flat stump where she has so long awaited. So many travelers coming to make a deal. Pleasure in exchange for somewhere she can put her eggs. Well, today, you're going to give her at least a fraction of that pleasure back. She shivers when she sees the look in your eyes. But there's a smile on her face, the hint of a rueful one. Maybe she anticipates the punishment mixed with pleasure to come. Either way, she grips the remaining breast with one free hand, sucking on the one you're holding against her lips. And her other palm slides down now that you've laid her back, now that she's away from the stimulation of being able to grind against your leg. She begins masturbating her wet little honeypot, whimpering with it, those huge tits, that sultry expression. Please, she begs with her shoulders shivering. She needn't have bothered. This time, it's your turn. Your turn to fill her up to the brim. Your turn to fuck her deep. Fill her up. Make her shake. Quiver and come, drunk on the pleasure of being brought to limitless climax over and over, under a merciless hand that will cease only when it's satisfied. That's you this time. You grip her by the shoulders and look her in the eye, and she can read it all in your expression. As she turns around, gets on her hands and knees on that high, flat stump, facing her lower body toward you. She turns a little, getting the bee-like thorax part with its stinger and ovipositor out of the way. This reveals a feminine curve to her buttocks, after all, hidden there. You can see her pussy and her ass. You can see the squeezing, clenching, rhythmic movement of her muscles, as if she's constantly on the edge of climax. An arousal that exists even if the bee queen hasn't sent her out handmaidening some eggs recently. This is just the bee girl, unsullied and unaltered, as horny as can be underneath it all. So you do reach out, grab her hips, spread her legs a little more, making her bring her flexible body lower, lower. She's twitching, those wings are shaking, but she's just staying right where she is. She's got her forearms next to each other, gripping the edge of the stump tightly. Her upper body is compact, squeezed together, but you have spread her legs wide, and that means her juices are dripping out of her slightly open pussy, painting her inner thighs. The lowest part of her legs is covered in that dark but pliable chitin, the mark of what she is. And you see how the antennae sticking up from her mane of sandy hair twitch side to side. She looks over her shoulder at you, begging, biting her lip, wanting you to begin. But you take your time. You scoop up some of her honey-like fluids on your finger. Bring them up toward her mouth. She sucks at your finger desperately, trying to arouse, her little tongue flicking all around it, same as it did when you pushed her nipple into her mouth before. While she's presenting herself and sucking your finger, you think of the best way to simulate what she would want to do to you. The best way to get your own back and bring both of you off in the process. You reach out, grab her ass, the plump, pliable flesh sticks to your fingers. You massage and she shakes under your hand. This brings your eyes back to her wet, dripping pussy and the way she lubricates quite copiously. The fluid, unlike what came from her nipples, is completely and totally slippery and slick. It almost slides off your fingers. It's like she's oiled. And when you do run two fingers between her already spread pussy lips, the insides, attractive, alluringly pink, clench up, trying to pull the tip of your finger in. You tug it away, watching streamers of that fluid drool away. The only thing that it seems to stick to is her thighs, making an alluringly painted picture, showing just how wet she is. You decide that there's no need to wait any longer, and when she sees you move, begin to reposition her, she nods and smiles around your finger, sucking it deeper in. One of your hands playing with her wet and ready sex, the other keeping her lips occupied. You push the hand between her legs against her thigh, turning her on her side. She keeps her legs spread, though, so this results in one leg comically up in the air, the other flat down on the stump, her pussy revealed to you. You keep grabbing her ass with that hand now, massaging while you decide the right angle to fill her up. You pull your clothes out of the way. This means you have to disengage the finger from her lips. After all, you're not going to keep grabbing that supple ass, squeezing and massaging. The scent of her honey is in the air. You know it's infiltrating mind and body already, filling you up with need. So when you tug your clothes out of the way, your dick stands up and she stares right at it. Laying on her side like that, her breasts almost defying gravity with their perkiness, but there's that slight sag to the side. You look at her and see how she's panting. Her lips are coated in her drool, because she kept trying to hold your finger in when you pulled it away. You use that hand to pull your clothes out of the way, then grip your cock, getting a bit of her drool on it from the finger she was sucking on. You stop grabbing her ass and insinuate one finger into an already soaked pussy that barely needs preparation, the heat of her clinging around you, the interior layers trying to pull your whole finger in, but you just let her have the tip up to the first knuckle and then roll it around the outer muscle of her pussy, spreading it, making sure her lips are almost stuck open from the way she's trying to welcome you in. There is a parting, an engorgement that makes them a little more swollen around your finger. So as you pump your cock with one hand, watching the open lust in her glare, the other hand pumps a second finger in and out, following the rhythm you've established on your own length. Pulsing, pumping. Now you're dripping pre-cum to the forest floor, matching the slow, steady drooling from her pussy. She wants to see them united, you can tell, because she squirms right up to the edge, as close to you as she can get without getting up, Her wings have stopped flapping, hanging there jewel bright, refracting the sunlight. This is a secluded enough place. Because she stopped flapping her wings, it is quiet now. You can hear only her panting, only your own desire. Your clothes are out of the way. You step forward. She raises up just a little, arcing her body, so that where she is on the high stump and the level of your cock line up. She's still on her side, her legs spread, but her inner thighs are trembling and the upper leg drops a little. So you slap that inner thigh flesh. You watch it jiggle a little. She has some curves, hidden under the armored chitin and the sharp, agile features. When you slap her, she keeps her legs wide, bites her lip at an obvious pleasure thrill. Her nipples are sharply pointed, too, and you see the way that she's curling her little dark toes on and off with pleasure waves. The tip of your cock is connected to her pussy now, your pre-cum mingling with her dripping honey. So you push it in. The lips yield instantly. Her passage is tight as can be, however. She's waiting for it, trying to get as much of the sensation of you filling her into her head as she can. The rest of her body relaxes, goes slack, and slumps down. You think you hear her sob when you push the second inch of yourself inside, spreading her. There are some parts that feel a little more rigid, as if she had more than one G-spot in there and you were curling against a bit of her that is sparking and sparking, and you know because her belly's gone taut. She has powerful abdominal muscles, you see now, but they're squeezed up tense. Her breasts are trembling. She's moaning, rolling, thrashing, but always she keeps her pussy and her spread legs positioned just so. So you can grab her legs, pull her against you. She's still on her side, and this makes for an intriguing texture, because instead of hitting the posterior or anterior of her body as you would if she were missionary or doggy style, you're hitting the sides of her a little, curving. This means it takes longer for the tip of your cock to truly go deep, and that you're pushing against the side of her interior wall every second you thrust. And you don't wait to hilt yourself. Once you're about 2 inches in, you pull right back out, feeling how her juices have painted you. Every inch of your cock that was in her is glistening, but there's still quite a lot that's never gone inside, and she knows it. She's looking at you, nodding her head, trying to mouth words. You wonder why she's so speechless, but when you push 1, and then 2, and then 3 inches of yourself into her, you feel her clench down. One consequence of you hitting her side on like that is that her pussy is ready and dripping, and those strange bumps you were hitting against before. You wonder what their purpose is. You'll have to ask her sometime, but all you know is they're setting her off. You rub against a few of them inside of her, and they massage the tip of your cock and down along the veins. And then she clenches down, clamps down. You try to push forward, but you barely move. You try to pull back out, but she's holding you in, and even though she's as slick as she is, those ridges on the inside of her pussy keep you there, while the rest of her body undergoes a spasming, shivering release. She's gripping the edges of the stump. Her legs are closing down, gripping, as she rides back against you, bouncing her ass. She's sideways, so when she moves like that, it really milks your cock. Her legs wrap around, curling her lower leg, her feet in behind your butt, pulling you forward, pushing more of you into her until you're hilted all the way inside. Somehow she manages to relax enough to let you push in only when she's pushing you in, gripping you there, keeping her legs wrapped. She shivers. You can see the bliss on her face. Her eyes are closed. You notice how long her lashes are. The same time you notice the heat, the vice, the almost mechanical way her organic insides are clenching, the tip of you right to the base. It seems unearthly. No machine could be so precise in trying to milk you. Deep and desperate, you're in her. You're shivering. She's vibrating her hips, moving them so rapidly. It's almost like when she flaps her wings, the speed of it, the way that when you look down, you can see after images from her hips juddering, shuddering against you. Your cock is held deep inside, shaking along it. She seems seems to not care if she sets you off. She might even want you to come inside, but she's so thoroughly focused on her own climax that you get a little lost in watching her enjoy it. You try to move your cock and notice you can get a little sideways movement, and the tip of your shaft is against one of those bumps, one of those extra G-spots she seems to have in there. So you rub it. In circles, you shake your own hips, moving as quickly as you can, juddering the muscles back and forth. The tip of your cock rolls on that button, and it is a button. It switches her on. She locks up, those abdominal muscles growing tighter, her breasts, her nipples. Every part of her is pert and focused right now. She's grabbing at her own breasts, pinching those nipples you were watching. You watch her fingers delicately move. Her eyes are closed. Her lips are clamped tight. She's trying to hold something in. She opens them and lets out a desperate panting moment. You would have expected a scream. You would have expected a moan, but instead there's only a desperate attempt at sound. And when you pull your cock back a little off that button, her whole body goes slack, falling onto the stump, blank and deep and empty inside, you can tell. But her pussy is still there. It's still hot and glorious around your cock. So you start to fuck her, and she clenches. You're still hitting that same spot as before, but now her pussy in its tired post-orgasmic, for you know she came, even though she didn't moan or scream, even though she just mouthed her attempt at begging. Now she has lost some of that tightness, and you can really move deep. When you're deep inside, you roll your hips in circles, sending whirlpools of pleasure into her, bumping as many of those overly sensitive internal spots as you can. Your hand comes down, gripping her ass with one hand, just to enjoy the pliable feel of her flesh in your palm, and rubbing her clit with the other. The reaction is instant. Even though the climax was not clitoral in nature, she is overly sensitive there the way any post-orgasmic person might be. Her pussy clenches tight, and you use that to make yourself feel good, rubbing her clit when you're deep inside, and ceasing your stimulation when you want to pull out, turning her gyrations, her twitches on and off when you want them, using her body. And then you feel it welling up inside, squirting out of you, coming in her, coming hot. You used her body a little much, and now those squeezing folds have stimulated you. Right to the edge, gonna come, squirt, mark her deep inside, the dark symmetry of pleasure, the way she would have wanted to fill you up, and now you're flooding her, spurting into her. She moans, sighs, turns off of her side and onto her back and lays there. You can feel your hot cum pooling in her, but you've kept your cock inside. You rub her clit a little more and she squeezes around the base like a cock ring at the very tip of your cock sliding down. The way that she moves her hips, moaning, you can see in her eyes she thought you were done. So you begin to move again. You're gonna continue, gonna keep fucking her senseless until she's every bit as full of your cum as you would have been of her honey. You've got your thumb on her clit, and so whenever you want her insides, her wet squeezing pussy, to work your shaft, you just have to rub it. And when you want, you can grab her ass, lift her up a little, pull her against you, let gravity bring her lower body hilted to you as she squirms and bucks, as she rolls and tries to pull you down on top of her. But there's something to be said for standing up and making her arch her body to desperately seek your length. You can tell she's still turned on by the way that she just muddles through. Even though her eyes are a little vacant and her mouth is drooling, she insists you keep fucking once you flip her switch again. Torn between the intensity of stimulating her past her climax and the knowledge that if you went without fully flooding her with your seed, she'd only regret it later. The look is obvious. And when you fuck deep enough that you feel your own cum getting pushed deeper into her, you wonder how long it's going to be before you can muster another shot and another. Each of you continuing in the act until she's walking around with her belly full of you for a while. turning the tables, and leaving her dripping in a pool of her juices, marked with your own seed. Right there, out in the open. She smiles and waves vacantly eventually, the vague look, but also a hunger, a licking of her lips, a sucking of her own nipple to get a little bit of her honey in her system. You know her urges will be aflame again soon. Your sore thighs and your over-milked cock assure you of it.